You're listening to SBS News.
Nigerian migrant Florence Olubemuro designs dolls inspired by her African homeland, with brown skin and afro hair. The former computer programmer had her only daughter, Shalom, soon after arriving as a skilled migrant from Nigeria in 1998.
When I first came here and I had my little baby girl, I was looking for representation dolls and I couldn't find one.
Most of the colourful clothes are hand-sewn in Nigeria, helping to support women struggling to make ends meet.
My seamstress is a single mom and her name is Ime. Ime means patience. And she has been the one making most of my doll outfits.
Florence gave up a career in health administration several years ago due to health concerns of her own.
I was diagnosed 2015, March, with breast cancer, stage 2 breast cancer. And that was very, very hard for me.
More recently, COVID-19 impacted her home-based business when local outlets closed due to pandemic restrictions. Human rights lawyer Mandy Richards is helping Florence and others like her to earn an income through a not-for-profit online marketplace.
She was selling her beautiful African dolls at markets. COVID hit and, of course, there were no more markets, which was a common occurrence for a lot of women selling. Global Sisters is basically a one-stop shop to help women start up micro-businesses.
Florence's treatment continues and the future remains uncertain, but with hundreds of orders, she hopes her dolls are changing lives.
Bringing diversity, bringing cultural awareness, not only for the kids, but also for their families as well. And I want to believe that it's going to impact the whole of Australia. That's my dream.
Dr. Janelle Upton is an intercultural identity expert at Sydney University.
Children of non-African background playing with African dolls, it opens up that whole idea that there's a diverse world.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.